certain restrictions and a $3 monthly service fee apply.
Talk 1250 WTMA. Welcome back to the 60th anniversary big birthday party going on until 6 o'clock this evening. We're broadcasting live from the Westin Francis Marion Hotel at the corner of Calhoun and King Street in downtown Charleston. Got a parking garage next door. We're going to give away another one of these beautiful replica radios before we go off of the air this evening. You still have time to come by and register for it. Got Dan Moon along with us. We've got the infamous, the legendary Booby Nash, R.J. Kite, and yours truly, Charlie Bird Lindsey. And if you'll step up to the microphone or move up very close to the microphone, we'd like to welcome aboard, I guess it's George Burns, huh?
That's
God
right.
Himself.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you have me fooled if that's not George Burns. Thank you very much. Folks, there's a nasty rumor being spread around town that I died. Don't believe everything you read in the newspapers or hear on the radio. The reports of my death are grossly exaggerated. Elvis, the king of rock and roll, is not dead. He's been sighted all over the world singing his songs. Well, George, the king of comedy, is not dead. Wherever there's laughter and jokes and comedy, we will see King George. King George is not dead. Long live the king.
Yes. All right, let's hear it for King George, ladies and gentlemen.
Unfortunately, George. My favorite comedian was Jack Benny.
See, that's right. Now, you
I used to do
Jack. On the air.
On the air? Now, wait a minute. That's what Jack used to always... That's the only part I got down. Now, wait a minute. So I always look for a chance on radio to say, now, wait a minute.
A minute. And you did that out in real life, too.
Yes, I did.
Now, wait a minute, RJ or Charlie. What about
the
magic-looking
George Burns?
People
need to come down here and see George. You look exactly like him, and he's dead.
It's a pleasure to be here at WTMCA. At my age.
Now, wait a minute.
Man, at my age, it's a pleasure to be anywhere.
Are you appearing around town, like doing comedy shows here?
Oh, yes. I go to senior homes all over the country.
All right.
Some of them think I'm really George.
Yeah, he was at our home.
Well, that's what I say. Probably bumped into me and Booby and Dan Moon somewhere along the line.
A very, very good thing happened to me this morning. I woke up.
Oh, my God.
When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is read the obituary page. If I don't see my name in it, I'll get up and have breakfast.
I know I'm still alive. Oy vey. R.J. Kite is here. Well, R.J. did a lot R.J.'s his real name. I guess back when he was at WTMA booth, he was known
Jim
as Jim Diamond.
You talk about a phony name.
Oh, boy. Talk about a phony. There he is right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Jim, take it from Booby. That's
the microphone.
A phony name.
Over there, and you and George Burns can share the microphone.
George, where's Gracie?
It's my night out tonight.
Okay.
We don't know where Gracie is, and we really don't care. What about some of the crazy things that happened off of the air?
Off the air.
Who's playing that music in the background? Is that Dan Moon playing the piano in the background? That's right. Dan couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, right?
Right.
We're going to have more talk, more conversation, the 60th anniversary of WTMA from the Westin Francis Marion Hotel to 6 o'clock. I'm Charlie Bird Lindsey with Booby Nash, Dan Moon, R.J. Kite, George Burns, and a host of others. We'll be right back.
This is WTMA, Charleston, South Carolina. WTMA. News.
Good afternoon. This is a TMA First News Update. I'm Judy Harrell.